Testing 1-2 again. His clock says 9:30. Right on the button. And we've got spread out here pretty good. I don't know if we had some more folks coming in. Anyways, can everybody hear okay? Okay. This is now officially a workshop, and you lovely students from Elmira College actually get credit for this. So, we really think this is wonderful for you. As we said before, and many of you heard of me, as I don't want to repeat myself, but holistic living is a contemporary term. It's come. You've all known it. Holistic living is physical, mental, spiritual, and community. And this year we're talking about physical, okay? And it's built off of that concept. I hope you've seen this video here. I'm going to shut that video off because I don't want it to distract you during this scenario. But it's covered by the material that you hope you all take on your table, which is the concept of what is care, consider, affirm, recall, encourage. And this is a wonderful component of education, which is part of recalling. You have to learn, right, before you can recall, right? And so that's what we say here is this is the educational component. We're very pleased to have some wonderful professionals with us, and they're going to turn this over to Jeremy. We are a little sad on the fact that Deborah Keener with Potter's Hand ended up being positive with COVID in her household, and so we didn't want to have her here with us today. But no, she didn't want to be here with us today. But keep her in your prayers and so forth. But that gives us 3 out of 4, and I'm going to turn it over to Jeremy. Jeremy's going to be a mic guy on this side, and then Evan back here is going to be the mic side on this side, and we'll go from there. Go ahead, Jeremy.
All right, so we're going to kind of start off just with all the people up here, and I'll introduce themselves, but I want to say first and foremost, you have these cards on your table. If any time during this discussion we have up here, you have a question, a comment you want asked, you can write that down, and in between the break, we're going to have a little bit here, you can hand those up here, and then we can use that for the Q&A time later on. Okay, so if, as they're talking, you have a question about their organization, something they talk about, write it down so you don't forget, and then hand it up here when we get done with this first part. So we're going to start simply by just having each one of you, we'll start here and just work down, kind of say who you are, what you do, your organization, and then also talk about the passions and goals and strategies organizations have to meet the physical needs. We'll start with that.
Okay. Well, good morning. My name is Katie Rhodes. I'm the Marketing and Development Director for Catholic Charities of Chemung and Schuyler Counties. So that means I get to do things like this, do fundraisers, plan events for the folks that we serve, do anything that's marketing or raising money for the agency. So how many of you have heard of Catholic Charities before? All right. Oh, good. Great. So I don't have to tell you anything. You all know all that we do. Actually, what I find is that a lot of people don't know all the services that we have because we do provide so many things. And really, we're committed to impacting people and trying to alleviate the effects of poverty in our community. So definitely ties in with that physical component very well. We serve everyone. So any faith, any background, any age. You don't have to be Catholic to receive services from Catholic Charities. You don't have to be Catholic to work for Catholic Charities. It's really Catholic in the term of care for people and care in the community, and that's really what we do. So we're definitely passionate about meeting those basic needs of food and shelter and safety and making sure that those are things that we do in our programming. So when Dan asked me to speak about physical, that really is what our programs are, right? Really ties in very well. You said our goals, too? We're going with that? Okay. So our goals are to meet those basic needs, right, through different programs that we have. We really want to give people, we say, a hand up, not a hand out, right? And, you know, sometimes people come to us, they don't have anything. And they really don't have any hope. And Jeff mentioned that this morning, that hope is so important. And people will come with no hope, no money, no support. And so our goal is to be there for them. Sometimes we're people's last resort before they're evicted from their apartment or before they get that notice that they haven't paid their mortgage and they're going to be foreclosed on. Maybe in a domestic violence situation, we're that last resort for them to help them develop a safety plan and just be able to have someone who comes alongside them and really can lift them up, provide that hope. And even if it's just, I mean, like Jeff said, it was a simple phrase, but that meant so much. And that's what our staff are doing every day. And our volunteers, because we have amazing volunteers, and they offer that as well. You know, poverty isn't just being poor. It is not having that support. And so that's really one of our goals, is to really be that support system. We have case managers, care managers, advocates, call them whatever you want, but they are support systems for the folks that come to see us. So strategy of how we're meeting those needs, that would be through the actual programs that you see. Many people are probably familiar with the Samaritan Center on South Main Street. You've seen our Samaritan Center, right? Nice big sign out front. That's a very big food pantry, but we also have a lot of our homeless services there and eviction prevention and rapid rehousing. So a lot of places there that you're probably familiar with. We serve hundreds of families and individuals there every month. And then we also have another food pantry on High Street, which is where our Elmira Community Kitchen is, which is where our homeless shelter is. And we also have one up in Watkins Glen because we do serve Schuyler County. Elmira Community Kitchen, we are meeting those physical needs, right? Providing hot meals every day, almost every day of the month. And that is all done by volunteers. So volunteers are such an important part for us. They host special meals like for Easter, for Thanksgiving, for Christmas, things like that. And we also, I mentioned care management, case management. So we provide that to folks that are in our homeless services, just helping them to find the right path that they need to take. Everyone is so different and so individualized, right? And that's one of the advantages that we have with our staff, is they can help people to find the right path and have a care manager, a case manager who works with them to say, what can we do to get you on that path to self-sufficiency, to feeling like you're back on your feet, right? We have a group home for folks that have a mental health diagnosis, and that's 24/7 care. And that's probably something people don't know that we have. We do a lot with residential housing, helping people that have a serious or persistent mental illness. And a lot of our case management is with those folks that are kind of working on being self-sufficient. So it's that hand up, helping them to learn some of those soft skills that they need to know, how to keep an apartment, right? How to take care of themselves and making sure they're taking medication and taking care of themselves, living independently. We provide services for victims of domestic violence. And we help people who are looking to buy their first home. So if you're not sure what Catholic Charities does, or you think maybe someone could benefit from our services, give us a call. And if we don't do it, we will refer you to someone who does, because we do a lot of different things in the community and do make a lot of referrals for other programs as well. The last program I would mention is our Justice and Peace program, not very well known, but it's really advocacy on issues like issues that would impact the folks that we're serving. So legislation, things that you can vote on, things that make a difference for the funding that comes to our programs. Sometimes that stuff seems so far away, but the things that are passed in Washington really impact local programs. So there's right now funding for domestic violence is kind of on the table. And if they cut those funds, it cuts our funding to our programs, which means it cuts the services to the people that we serve. So things like that are really important to be a part of. So if you're interested in that and working on that, let us know. We'll add you to the list. It's really easy to go online and sign those petitions, and it makes a big difference.
Hi, my name is Vicki Tierberry, and I am a faculty member at Elmira College, a nursing faculty member, actually. And I'm supposed to talk about my organization. It's Elmira College, but I'm going to talk about nursing because I work at so many organizations in this community about nursing, and I'll intertwine them all. Elmira College we graduate bachelor nurses. Our goal is to provide excellent nurses who provide holistic care to all of our patients in this community and the communities that they're from. We don't just bring in, you know, I know everybody used to think Elmira College was an elite program. Now we aren't as much. We have a take flight program. We're encouraging, sorry guys, encouraging people to come in the community, to come into our program. So we're trying to meet those needs of those ones who don't always have that funding, and we're using their TAP and all those other grants. I don't know about exactly the funding. So we're trying to bring everybody into our program so we can meet the needs of our community with everybody from around. Now we're going to move to the nursing part. As nurses, our goal is to meet the needs of our patients. And our needs, we start at the basic level, their physical needs, helping them take care of themselves in whatever ways possible it can be. We work in conjunction with all these organizations around here. You mentioned Advocate. I was thinking about one of our roles as a nurse is to advocate for our patients, to find the services that they need, that they can be able to be independent on their own. We provide their physical needs. We actually work with the doctors to follow through on what the doctors recommend. We bring everything together as nurses, and that's why we're considered holistic. Our strategies are to get into the environment everywhere with our students. They're not just in the hospitals. We have them out in the community doing things. This is an event that has been wonderful for them to come. We have them go to Arnett with a spiritual team, with Brian's team, the chaplaincy. They find that very positive. We go to outpatient services to see what's like out in the community. And Elmira College does encourage, as part of their graduation, is to do community service out in the community. They do a lot out here. What are my strategies? My strategies are to graduate nurses who are competent, who can provide care for everybody in the community, wherever they may be, and to take care of that community, to be part of the community, as what my strategies are. I don't have as much as Catholic Charities.
I don't either.
Okay.
Okay, I probably should have done this before. I learned from your struggle there. So my name is Jennifer Cuzzio. I am a physician, a pediatrician, and I am also a faculty member at LECOM, Lake Erie College of Osteopathic Medicine at Elmira. So LECOM is actually originated in Erie, Pennsylvania. It is a osteopathic medical school that has been there for just over 30 years. They opened a location here in Elmira. We're actually in our fifth year of actually having a physical building, which probably most of you have driven past right across the street from St. Patrick's Church, right here in downtown Elmira. That wasn't the first time LECOM was in town. We've had third and fourth year students and residents here, primarily at Arnett, in their offices and in their hospitals for probably at least 10 years now. But now students can come and start medical school day one here in Elmira and graduate, you know, after 4 years right here in Elmira. What is osteopathic medicine? I've had a lot of people ask me that question, and honestly, I didn't know there was a difference until I applied to medical school many years ago. I myself am not an osteopathic physician. I am what we call an allopathic physician, which means after you see my name, you see the initials MD. If I were an osteopathic physician, instead of that, after my name, you'd see the initials DO. It would be interesting for a lot of you to look at, you know, the website or paper from wherever physicians you go to, because you probably, a lot of you see DOs and might not realize it, because doctor's a doctor, right? And so really the difference is that osteopathic medicine, they actually kind of got the jump start on approaching medical care holistically back in the 1800s. The physician who started this was actually an MD. Dr. Stills is his name. And he thought that there was more to medicine than just prescribing, or I don't even know if you'd call it a prescription back then. They weren't really medicines. I kind of jokingly referred to it as the snake oils and whatever they had at the time. And he wanted to do something more, and he wanted to look at patients more holistically, looking not just at their physical symptoms, but their spiritual life, their social life, whatever else might be affecting what's going on. And they also he also found focusing on the whole body versus just the symptom and using different, what they call osteopathic manipulative medicine as an additional treatment, which some of you may have been have benefited from in the past. I know I have. So again, I would say in medicine that physicians in general are approaching medicine a whole lot more holistically. When I first started at LECOM, I don't want to say I was offended per se, but there was all this emphasis on the holistic approach, and I thought, well, I do that too. I think it's something in medicine that happens regardless, but what's wonderful about the osteopathic program is they start from day one, and that's what we do. Our students here learn in what we call a problem-based learning method, where from day one we're teaching them to think like doctors. From day one, we're walking through what were actual real patient cases in order for them to learn the basic underlying sciences and medicine that they need to learn. And I am one of the facilitators on the faculty that runs those groups. And from day one, we're not just talking about what are their physical symptoms or what are their physical exam findings, but what else is going on in their life that may affect these symptoms, or what else is going on in their life that may affect their ability to follow up with whatever treatment plan you prescribe for them. So we're starting with that early, and I think that's kind of the only way to approach medicine. And I have not taught in an allopathic medical school before. I've only learned in one. But, you know, I think in general that's the medical approach these days. But the DOs, they've been doing it for a long time. They're sort of the ones who have spearheaded this from the beginning. So our goal is to produce competent, more than competent physicians that can go out into practice, whether it be here locally or anywhere across the country, and really promote not only healing from illness or injury, but preventative healthcare is a really big aspect, excuse me, in medicine, and especially a big focus in educating osteopathic physicians. You know, we're focused on the health of our patients and maintaining healthy lifestyles in order to keep basic health and avoiding the sickness in the first place. Myself as a pediatrician, I would say I do that from, you know, the first day I see them, the first day they're born, because most of my patients don't, you know, come into my practice with chronic illnesses. Most of them are generally healthy kids, and the goal is to keep them that way, you know, to maintain good health and growth and development and really instill healthy lifestyles and healthy choices so that they can maintain health and be sort of trained to do that from the beginning throughout their adult life. So a couple of strategies that we use that I guess I'm trying to make sure I hit all my points here, because once I start talking, I get sidetracked. But, you know, again, I mentioned the focus on problem solving and holistic approach and preventative care. I think it's kind of almost obvious when you talk about physical health. Medicine is probably one of the first things that pop into your mind, so I don't think that's a big stretch. We do a lot with advocacy as well, and I'm glad that you guys brought that up because I hadn't thought to talk about that, is advocating for our patients. Medicine has changed in that most of us have realized that we can't fix and do everything, that we need to find others in our community, whether it be in our hospitals and our offices, whether it be the nurses, the community foundations and such, to help our patients be able to live a healthy lifestyle. And that's also another big focus in medicine these days is the teamwork approach. I would say for the most part, gone are the days when the doctor walks in the room and, you know, they're fixing all the problems by waving their magic wands or whatever and being completely in charge. And that's sort of the old-fashioned view of things. And that has very much changed and very much for the good. most, I would say, the best physicians I've either helped to train or been in contact with or had as my own physicians were the ones that realized their strengths and their limitations and realized how we all need to work as a community and the holistic approach of all the aspects that go into good health. So I think hopefully I answered.
Okay, so thank you for answering that question. Now, you guys all kind of skipped ahead to the next question already. So I'm going to throw a question in that's not on your sheet.
Uh-oh.
Let's see how quick they can think. So you all talked about some of the stuff, how you're, where you guys are currently, how it relates to physical components. I want to ask you guys a more relational question, which is, why are you all been drawn into the